Today's daf is Soita Daf Lamed Zayin, and we are 17 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis Tanya. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Reb David Shloima Ben Rameir. So we're in the middle of the Gemara's discussion of the Maisa of Yosef Atzadik with Ishes Potifar. Specifically, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rameir that Yosef HaTzadik was so overwhelmed with the taiva to do an aveira that yotza shichva zaroi mibein tzipurne yadav. Although he, of course, didn't do the aveira, but shichva zera left his guf, it left mibein tzipurne yadav. Zokta Gemara, a braisa that elaborates on this point. Tanya, hayuroi Yosef lotzeis bimenu yud beishvatim, kiderech sheyotzu miyakev aviv. Yosef HaTzadik was destined to father 12 sons, but not just 12 sons, 12 shvatim, in the same way that his father Yaakov did. What's the makar to that? Shenema, the pasuk says, Elo toldos Yaakov, Yosef, meaning Yosef was supposed to be exactly like Yaakov, and specifically as it relates to toldos. So just like toldos Yaakov were yud beis shvatim, toldos Yosef were also supposed to be yud beis shvatim. Elo, however, sheyatzu shichva zaroi mibein tzipurnei yadav. Because of what happened, the shichva zaroi that left mibein tzipurnei yadav caused that he should not have the yud beis shvatim. How many did he have? Two, Ephraim and Menashe, Keruvein v'Shimon Yili, and the reason is because Chazal say that how much Shichva Zera left his guf, it was 10 tipin. So Keneged the 10 tipin that left Mibein Tzipurnei Yadav, his 10 fingers, he lost out on having an additional 12 shvatim. Afal Pikein says the Gemara Yatzum Binyamin Ach, his brother Binyamin was Zoicha to have 10 sons, and those 10 sons were Mashlim, the 10 sons that Yosef HaTzadik was supposed to have. The Kula Nikra Al Shmoi, and the 10 sons that Binyamin had were all named based on Yosef HaTzadik. Now, what were the names of Binyamin's 10 sons? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Ubnei Binyamin, Bela, Vavecher, Vashbel, Gera, Vanaman, Achi, Varosh, Mupim, Vechupim, Vart. The Gemara just said that these 10 sons are all related to Yosef HaTzadik. How so? So says the Gemara. Bela, Binyamin named his oldest son Bela. And the reason was, Shenivla, Beino Umais. It was reference to his brother Yosef, who was swallowed amongst the nations. Ubecher, Bechar Li'imai, because he was a Bechar. He was a Bechar from his maternal side, meaning he was Rachel's oldest son. The Ashbel, Sheshabaykel, the Ebishta caused him to be captured. Gera, She Garbach Sinois, he was a stranger in a strange land. Vinamon, She Notin Beyoser, he was very noyim. Achi Verosh, Achi, who Binyamin said, he's my brother, Veroshihu, he's also my leader, he's somebody that I look up to. Mupim Bechupim, Hu Leira Bechupasi, Vani Leira Isi Bechupasi. We're missing out on each other's very monumental occasions in life. Va'ard, and his last son he named Va'ard, She Yorad Libain Umayz Oilam, because he had descended amongst Umayz Oilam. Ikadamri, some say Va'ard, the reason he called him that was upon of Doimel of Eret, because Yosef HaTzadik was very handsome and he looked like a rose. But the bottom line is, Yosef HaTzadik was supposed to have 12 sons, 12 shvatim, because of these 10 tipin of Shichva Zera that left Tzipurnei Yadav, he was not Zoicha to 10 of the 12 sons he was supposed to have. Binyamin ends up having those 10 sons, which is interesting because we know so much about the two sons of Yosef, Ephraim and Menashe, Keruvein v'Shimon Yili. Yisimcha Elikim Ke Ephraim V'Chemenasha. The 10 sons of Binyamin we know very little about. It sounds a little bit from the Gemara that the 10 sons of Binyamin are being mashlim, really, the Yud Beis Shvatim that Yosef HaTzadik is supposed to have, which would then put these 10 sons on a pedestal. On some level, they have a shaychus to Shiftei Ka, which is an interesting inyan, specifically since we know so little bit about. Either way, we'll get back to the cinnamon. When Paroi told Yosef, he made him in charge of everybody and everything. Nobody's going to be able to lift a hand. No one's going to be able to lift a foot without your rishos. It's like Nini Paroi. So all the astrologers of Paroi came and they said, let's be honest. At the end of the day, Yosef is an Eved. And not only Are those his roots? He was bought for Esrim Kesef. He's a billiger Evet. So he's going to now rule on top of us. Amalehem Saparoi, who had an eye for talent, said, Genune Malchus Ani Royaboy. I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, I see that he has the Tchunois of Malchus. Rashi says, Bechochmo, Gvuro, Yoifi. He checks off all the boxes. He has all the prerequisites and the criteria to be a very, very prominent king. Amulai, they told him, Ken, Yehe Yodeh B'Shivim Losh. However, one of the Nemusim of the Malchus is that if you're going to rule, you have to know all 70 languages. He doesn't know the 70 languages. Yosef was on a little bit of a matzah. What happened? But Gavriel, who often comes to save the day, he arrived for Limdei Shivim Lashon and he taught Yosef at Tzadik all 70 languages. However, Lo Yehavik HaGomer, even though he was learning them, but he couldn't really comprehend them. So Gavriel did was, he was Moisef, Yosef, and Ois, one of the Oisiois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ois Hei, the Lomid, and once he had the Ois Hei, then he was able to understand Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Eidos bi Yosef, Somai B'tzeisei al Eretz Mitzrayim. Yosef over here is referred to as Yeh Yosef, and what are the next words? That's the punchline, even though it's in parentheses in some Gemaras. Sfas lo yodati Eshmo, languages that up until this point I wasn't able to understand, all of a sudden now, Eshmo, I was able to understand, because Yosef HaTzadik got the extra Ois Hei, so now all of a sudden he's able to understand all the languages. Now what's Pashup Shad? The Ois Hei allows him to suddenly understand all the languages. So this is above my pay grade. But if you want to see some very, very deep machshava, you can take a look in the Zois Liakiv, Reb Shmuel Yankiv, his last piece in Parashas Vayeshev. He has a tremendous arichos where he discusses in great, great depth Kedarkoi Bakoidish and some of his real machshava pieces, what the connection is with the Ois Hei and Eidus B'Yahoisev, and he has the Shem Hashem right now inside his name, and that allows him to understand the 70 languages. The Rashi Prokin, not even the Rashi Prokin, but just the starting point is that Koyach HaDibur comes from the Chelek Eloika. It's a Ever Ruchni, the Hakdama of Rabaran Kotler and Mishas Rabaran to Mesechtes Nadarim, Tein Lechachem V'yech Gemoit. Either way, Ulamach, the next day, after Gavriel had taught Yosef HaTzadik all the languages, some Kol Lishno De Shtoi Pari Badei, every language that Pari would converse with Yosef HaTzadik with, Ahadalei, having really geschmack of fluent conversations. Then Yosef HaTzadik said, you know, Pari, if we're on the topic of speaking different languages, so let me try. He says, sure. So he starts speaking to him in Lashon HaKodesh, Lehava Koyada Mahava. He didn't know anything. Amale Agmeri. So Pari tells Yosef, could you please teach me Lashon HaKodesh? Agmeri taught him V'lo Gamer, but it just didn't go into his head. Amale, he told him, Ishtabalit Le Megalis. Swear to me that you're not going to reveal to anybody that I don't know Lashon HaKodesh. Ishtabalit, he swore. Says the Gemara, there's a postscript to this story. King Amale, years later, when Yosef HaTzadik comes to Pari and he says, Ovi Hishbiani Lemar, Hine Anoichi Meis, Bekari Ashakarisi Liberetz Kinan, Shomatik Bereini, Vato Elonov Ekbras, Ovi Vashuva. Yosef says, I have to make a request. He submits a little vacation time and he says, I'd like to go away now for a little bit. I have to go bury my father in the Maoris HaMachpelah in Eretz Kinan. Pari says, what? He says, but I swore I can't help it. Amalei. So Pari told Yosef, Zil itchelash v'losech. I know there's a lav of Layachal Devaroi, but there's also a parasha. Hu einei meichel aval acher meichel v'moi. So why don't you just go and be mati yishvu? Amalei. I hear, and you hold that I should go to a chacham and just be matir my shvuas, so maybe I'll do that. And when I'm there, itchli nami adidach, I'll be matir another shvua that I had made, and that is that I'll never be megal to anybody that you don't speak Lashon HaKodesh. When Pari, that he says, you know something, even though I prefer you stay here, but why don't you just go up to Eretz Kenan, bury your father, come back, and we'll make believe this conversation never happened. Either way, this is the rest of the story, and this concludes this portion of the digression, which is the story of Yosef HaTzadik and Ishes Potifar. So just two very short ha'aras, going backwards. The first one is, it's interesting, Pari knows all the languages, but for some reason he couldn't be Toifis Lashon HaKodesh. So the question is, why not? You'll tell me some people, they're not so good with languages. Clearly that wasn't Pari's issue, because Pari knew all the languages. As far as we know, Gavriel didn't teach them to him. So why isn't Pari couldn't comprehend the language of Lashon HaKodesh? So I don't know, but maybe this is a little bit of a makar to Ray that we spoke about in Lashon HaKodesh Part 2. And that is a major discussion whether learning Lashon HaKodesh is limud ha-Torah, whether it's not limud ha-Torah. Yakidem din as a tshuva and shelus yavitz, whether or not you can study diktok and lashon hakodesh in a beis hakiseh, for example. But dvarim atikin, if learning lashon hakodesh is included in Talmud Torah, so we know already lo yosachein l'chol goy u'mishpatim bal yudayim, they're already makayris that Torah is something that a yid has a shayches to, but if they kechavim don't have a shayches to, not only don't they have a mitzvah, not only is it aser akos shasik b'Torah chayiv misa, but they can't even be toifus, they can't even understand it. Va'advarim atikim, there's a lot of anecdotes related to this inyan, but the point is that if Lashon HaKodesh is Talmud Torah, maybe that would be a little bit of a Pesach for us to be able to understand why it is that Pari is able to understand, got it right, all the languages, but for some reason when it comes to the language of Lashon HaKodesh, this is something that's above his pay grade, this is something that suddenly he has no way of understanding. That's the first start. The second order is that the Gemara mentioned that Yosef HaTzadik, even though he was miskaber on his Yetzahara, but at the same time, Yotza Shichva Zaroi Mibein Tziporne Yadav. This is an inyan that's also brought down in the Zohar HaKadosh. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that because of the 10 tipin that left Tziporne Yadav of Yosef HaTzadik, years later, it would be Asore Haruge Malchus. It'd be 10 tzaddikim that would be killed, and they had to be misakin the 10 tipin that left Tziporne Yadav of Yosef HaTzadik. We know the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan used to sit at the entranceway of the Shari Tefillah. And when women would come to be toivel, they'd go to the mikveh, they would look at him, and he was very handsome, kiyodua. The Gemara says, they told Rabbi Yochanan, you're not worried about Ayin Hara. Everyone sees that you're so good looking. L'chura, this is something you should be worried about. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Anami Zari de Yosef Kasina de Leishot Beyena. I'm from Zari de Yosef. And Yosef, there's no Ayin Hara that shoiled on him. And as a result, this is not something that I have to be worried about. The Seyda HaDoris, right in the beginning of Erech Rabbi Yochanan, he says that Yesh Loimar, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say, Anami Yosef Kasina. He said, "Anom Zare de Yosef Kasina," and he said, "Maybe the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Yomei Beis, Rabbi Yochanan had 10 sons that died. Ulai, the reason the 10 sons died is because Rabbi Yochanan wasn't just from Yosef, but he came to be Masakin Zare de Yosef. He came to be Masakin the Asorah Tipin, Ashich Vazera that were Yoytzim Mibein Tzipur Neyadam, which the Gemara talks about very quickly here in Soit Olam and Vav Yomei Beis, which the Zohar Kadosh already said was a pkam that required tikkun." Hence, Tassor Ruge Malchus, and maybe that's the oimik and what Yosef HaTzadik meant when he said, Ano Mizari de Yosef Kosino, that he had to be Masakin de Zari de Yosef, and maybe that's the rest of the story of that Gemara Brachas Tafhei, where Rabbi Yochanan said, Dein Garmad Asiro Abir, maybe it's related to this inyan. I saw the Megadim Chadoshim in Masechtas Brachas Tafhei, so he brings what the Seyda Adoira says, and he goes along with that theme, and he says that once you see that, it opens up a little bit of a gilui to understand different things about Rabbi Yochanan. Number one, the Sefer HaYuchsin says that Rabbi Yochanan was Rosh Hashiva for 80 years. How many years was Yosef HaTzadik Melech in Mitzrayim? He was Melech for 80 years also, from 30 to 110. So he was Melech for 80 years, he was Rosh Hashiva for 80 years. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan would sit at the Shari Tefillah and all the Noshim would come look at Rabbi Yochanan. We find that exact inyan. All the Bonois used to come, Tzada Ali Shor, they would come look at Ben Pyrus Yosef to see Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik is a Yefei Toyev, Yefei Mara. We know Shufre, the Rabbi Yochanan, is Me'ein Shufre. And he goes on and he explains a whole bunch of different inyanim that you find related to the life of Rabbi Yochanan that has a Sheiches to Yosef HaTzadik. And he said, maybe there's an Oymek. Rabbi Yochanan was Mi Yosef. Kasina, that's a Mufurish Gemara. But you see that the Sheikhis is just more than that. It's Mizari de Yosef Kasina. That he's literally coming to be Mesakin Yosef HaTzadik, and as a result, he has a lot of the same Tchunas HaNefesh and a lot of the same destiny. Does the great Amir Rabbi Yochanan as Yosef HaTzadik. Either way, so the Gemara had mentioned Yosef HaTzadik. Why? Because we got into Yosef HaTzadik's name being Yosef, and then later changing to Yehoisef. And the Gemara brought a Dvar Agada. Amr Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Amr Rav Shim Min Chassidah. Yosef Shkidah Shem Shemayim Beseyse. Yosef Delos Mekadah Shem Shemayim Beseyse. Behalten. Hoisifu Olav Oysachas Mishmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You got the Oysef. Spoke at the Marsha yesterday. He got the Shiftei Edus Yisrael that he was a Nichshol in this Aver. Yehuda, Shekide, Shem Shemai Befar Hesio. The Gemara went weiter and said, Yehuda, who was Mekadosh Shem Shemai Befar Hesio, Nikra Kulei Al Shmoi Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. His whole name has the Shem Hashem in it, because in the name Yehuda, you have the Yud, the K, the Vav, and the K. So the Gemara says, Yehuda Maihi, what's the story where Yehuda was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim before Hesed Tanya went to the Brites. Hayir Meir Meir used to say Ksham the Yisrael Al Yom. But either was standing at the Yamsuf. Hayu Shvatim and Atzchem Zeh and Zeh. The Shvatim began to fight with each other. Zeh Oymet. This Shevet said, "Ani Yoyer Tchila. I'm going to be the first Shevet that's going to jump into the sea." Liam. Zeh Oymet. Ani Yoyer Tchila Yam. I'm going to be the first one that's going to jump in. As they're fighting, who's going to be the one that's going to jump in first? Everybody wants the Schus to be the first nation to jump into the Yam. Kofat Shiftei Shel Binyamin, the Shevet of Binyamin springed the Yorad Liyam Tchila, and they were the first ones to jump into the sea. Shenemar, what's the makar to this? The pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, Sham Binyamin Sa'ir Roidein. What does Roidein mean? Al Tikri Roidein Ela Reidyam. They were the first ones to jump into the Yam. But the leaders of Yehuda were not happy. Yehuda felt that we're Melech, and as a result, we're the ones that get to decide who jumps in first. You have no right to preempt us. And what did they do? They started stoning them. Shenemar, the pasuk says, it's the end of that pasuk. Sorry, Yehuda, rigmasam. But because of what Binyamin did, lafichach zacha Binyamin atzadik v'nas ushpischan legvura. It's for that reason that Binyamin was zoicha, that the kodesh hakodashim is bechelka yishal Binyamin. Machlokes in the Gemara whether Yerushalayim was neschalka l'shvatim or loy neschalka l'shvatim. But on the side that Yerushalayim was neschalka l'shvatim, the kodesh hakodashim is bechelka yishal Binyamin. And what's the makar to the Shenemar? The pasuk says, ubein k'seifav shachim. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. So this is Rameir's version of the events of how they played out. So Rabbi Yehuda tells Rami, "Loi kachal yamaisa." No. That's not what happened. I have a different messiah. Ella, the Yidden came to the Yamsuf and they were stuck. Ze Oimer, the first Shevet said, "Einani yoyer tchiliyam." Ze Oimer, and the other one said, "Einani yoyer tchiliyam." Kofat Nachshon ben Aminadav, but the Nachshon ben Aminadav, who was from Shevet Yehuda, he was the one that jumped. V'yored liyam tchila shenemar, and this is also based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Sivavuni bekachash Ephraim uvemir mebeis Yisrael." The Yehuda oid rod im kelv im kedoshim neman. So Ephraim and Beis Yisrael, this chachash, this mirma, right? This connotates something negative. Oh, but the Yehuda is not that way. The Yehuda oid ram im kel the im kedoshim neman. What does it mean? Oid ram. It means that he was the one that was raid. He was the one that jumped in to the sea. For all of furish bekabbalah, and it's regarding Nachshon and Aminadav, who was the Nachshon, right? Literally and figuratively, it's. As it relates to Nachshon, that we have the following pasuk also in Tehillim. Hoshi'enu Elokim ki bo mayim anofesh. Nachshon starts davening. He says, "Save me, because bo mayim anofesh. Tovati bivein metzula ve'im mamad basi b'mamaki mayim v'shibayil shetafasni." And his mom is drowning. As this is all happening, Moshe Shohayim Moshe Marach Patvil. Moshe Rabbeinu was middle davening. Amalei Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, "Yedidai Lashin Rabbim," referring to Klal Yisrael, right? Two yuds. Toivim b'yam. They're all drowning. Va'ata mayrich. B'tefila, Masa Yodai Toivim B'yam, V'ata Moimim Shira, Yedidai Toivim B'yam, V'ata Marich B'tefila L'fonei, Amal L'fonei B'yam Yisrael, Mabi Yodai Lassus, what should I do? Nachshon's drowning, we're stuck, like, what am I supposed to, Amalei, Dabra B'nei Yisrael, V'yisrael, just tell all the Yidin to jump in, V'ata and you, Horim Esmatcha, lift your hand, Unatei Es Yodcha, and stretch it out, the Goymer, of course, is the rest of history. And Lefichach, because of this, Zacha Yehuda Lassus Memshal B'Yisrael, because of the fact that Nachshon, who came from Shevet Yehuda, was the first one to jump in, that's good for the reason that Yehuda would be the one that would always be the melech. Lo yasa shevet mi Yehuda shenem. The pasuk says, "Hoyse Yehuda lekachay Yisrael mam shalois at matam." Hoyse Yehuda lekachay. Why wasn't that Yehuda was lekachay vi Yisrael mam shaloisav, and that the memshala of Yehuda is Yisrael? Mishum da yom rav ayonos. What it says right afterwards, hayom rav ayonos, and it's because of what took place at the Yam. The Nachshon ben Aminadav was the first one to jump in. That's why Yehuda is zoicha that he's going to be the melech. But the bottom line is, we have a machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, how exactly the events unfolded at the Yam. So according to Rav Meir, everybody wanted to jump in, and as everybody's fighting who should jump in, the Yam just jumped in. And they had a tremendous chus. The chus was Ubenk Seif of Shachin. They were zoicha that the Kodesh HaKadoshim is Bechelkoi Shel Binyamin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there was a fight or chatter going on at the Yamsuf, but not each one said, "Ani Yoyer Tchila L'Yam." Just the opposite, "Ein Ani Yoyer Tchila L'Yam." And as this is going on, not a full Shevet, but one person says, I'm going to go in. It was Nachshon ben Aminadav, but because he came from Shevet Yehuda, his whole Shevet is Zachal HaToiv, and it's for that reason, Hoysa Yehuda L'Kotcha Yisrael Mam Shaloysav. Why? Because Hayom Rav Vayonos. And that's why Yehuda is Zoicha, that Le'yasa Shevet and Yehuda, they're always going to be the kings. What does this have to do with what we're talking about? This is a digression from a digression, ben benoishal digression. But the shaykhis is that Yosef HaTzadik was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim B'Seiser, the Tosef Loi Ois Achas Mi Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where was Yosef HaTzadik Mekadosh Shem Shemayim B'Seiser? The Ma'isu Reish Paitifa. Yehuda Shekidah Shem Shemayim B'Rabim. His entire name has in it Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do you find Yehuda was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim B'Rabim? It's right here. Nachshon ben Aminadav, who's from Shevet Yehuda, is the first person to jump in. This is where he was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim B'Rabim. Then it says, we had a Gemara that we learned together not so long ago. This Gemara was on Daf Yoram Ebez, where the Gemara mentioned the same exact Chazal, that Yehuda was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim B'Rabim. And if you go through that Gemara, it seems pretty clear that the Kiddush Shem Shemayim of Yehuda was something else. It was the Ma'is of Tamar. It was Hoyda V'Loy Bush. He was Moida. He wasn't embarrassed to say Tzotka Mimeni. Seems to be a little bit of a stiris hasugis, but the bottom line is that Yosef was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, Yehuda was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, and they got tremendous chayim. Zok the Gemara Vayta, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oymer, E.F. Shaloymer, we return to our regular program, which is, not Soita, which is the brachos and the klolos of Har Grizim and Har Evel. So we know that six shvatim on Har Grizim, six shvatim on Har Evel. Yesterday we spoke a little bit about the alignment. Shevet Levi was where? In two places. Shevet Levi is on Har Grizim, but Shevet Levi is also Be'emtza, in the middle. So yesterday we spoke out what Rashi spoke out in the Sugya, and that is the Ziknei Levi, the Elter Chushri Yidin, the Shiny Yidin, they were down, but the Pirchei Levi, the younger Chevra, the Ingalat, they were on the mountain. The truth is, what Rashi quoted in yesterday's daf is one of two opinions right here in the Braisa that the Gemara is about to quote. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said, "E'ef Shalom Levi Lamata." You can't say that Levi was Lamata, Chikfar Nem Lamayla, because you have Levi mentioned as one of the Shvatim that are on the mountain. E'ef Shalom Lamala, you can't say that Levi was Lamala on the mountain, Chikfar Nem Lamata, because you find Levi's on the bottom. Okay, so how do you reconcile this? Right? You can't be in two places at the same time. So where is Levi? Ziknei Kuna Levi Lamata. This Kainim of the Levium and the Kohuna, right? The Anima from Sheva Levi, they were Lamata. Ashai Lamayla, everybody else was Lamayla. He said, Kolaroi Lasharis Lamata. Anyone that was able to do work, whoever was Roy Lashiros, they were Lamata. Vashar Lamata, everybody else was Lamata. What would be the Svara that the Shiny Yidin should be Lamata as opposed to the younger Chevra should be Lamayla? That's simple. The younger Chevra on the perenches and the Shiny Yidin, they're sitting Mizrach, right? So that's obvious. What would be the Cheshman that Kalaroy Lashores would be Lamata, everybody else Lamayla? So Rashi says because the Orin was Lamata and the Orin required Gaboim. And who were the Gaboim of the Orin? The Levim and the Kayanim. So anyone that's Roy Lashirus, that has a Shaykhis to doing that Avoida, they're the ones that would be Lamata. In fact, some want to say that we know only certain Levim had the Schus to carry the Orin. So it could be, it wasn't even every Orin that's of age, between 30 and 50, that would be Lamata. But it's only the Levim that are qualified based on the specific Yichus that they have to carry the Orin that would have been Lamata. But the bottom line is, these are the two Mahalchim. Either it's just like a covered, all the Skeinim are Lamata, or it's, no, the people that have practically royal lashiras, they're the ones that are going to be lamata. Rabbi has a different mahalach in this whole Indian. He said, "Elu ve'elu lamata hin oimdim." Really, everybody was lamata. There was no one on any of the mountains. That's what Rabbi holds. Rather, havchu pneim klapi hargrizim upaschu bebracha. When we talk about the bracha being on hargrizim and the klala being on harevel, it's not that there was certain shvatim in hargrizim and there was Shvatim and Har Evel, but all the Yidden, everybody, were facing Har Grizim when they were talking about the brachas, and then they were Havchu Pneim Klapei Har Evel, Upaschu Bel Klala, when they were talking about the Klala. Now, it sounds like Rebbe is saying a very big Chiddush, right? Rebbe is saying that nobody stood on Har Grizim, and nobody stood on Har Evel. The Psukim don't seem to suggest that. If you look at the Pasuk, Elu Yamdu Levarches Am Al Har Grizim, seems very, very dachuk what Rebbe said, and the Gemara is about to address this. But the emes is, there's another pasuk. This is a pasuk in Yehoshua that at first glance would maybe seem to support what Rebbe is saying. Because the pasuk says, when this actually played out, the Chol Yisrael uskeina v'shoitrim v'shoiftov oimde mizeh u'mizeh la'arayim, Negar Kiyanim Alvi Noisi Arim Bris Hashem Kager Ka Ezra Chetzioi El Mul Har Grizim. V'hachetz nyoy el mur mul harevel kashetiva Moshe Eved Hashem levarach es Am Yisrael b'Yerushalayim. We had this passage in yesterday's daf. On the one hand, al har grizim and al har evil, but mitzad sheni, it's mul har grizim and mul har evil. By the way, just to state the obvious, these psukim can play themselves out, sayin sefer dvarim and sayin sefer Yeshua. The reason is, the tzivuyim were all told to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu commanded the Yidden. Moshe Rabbeinu was not destined to go into Eretz Yisrael, but he commands Yeshua and Allah Zekayin Gadol and Uldiskeinim what should happen when they enter Eretz Yisrael. The narrative of the Yidden entering Eretz Yisrael isn't sefer Yeshua. Sefer Devarim, Parshas V'zayis HaBracha, concludes with the Petira of Moshe Rabbeinu. The narrative picks itself up in the Nevim part of Tanakh. So you have the Tzivuyim, like the Truma Tetzava Kisisa, Chelak of the story. That's in Devarim, but the Vayakol Pekudei, the Vayas, Betzalel, that all plays itself out. Vayas Yeshua, that's in Sefer Yeshua. So from the Pasuk that talks about the Tzivuy, it sounds like Al Har Grizim and Al Har Evel. But then look at how it actually happened. It was El Mul. And that's really the Makar to what Rebbe's saying, that you see that could be really everybody was Lamata, which would very easily answer and dismiss the contradiction between Levi. Is Levi on the mountain? They're not on the mountain. They're not on the mountain, and by the way, neither is Shimon and Ruvain and Yisachar and Zvulun and everybody else. Everybody is Lamata. So the Gemara asks, but according to you, Rebbe, that really nobody was on the mountain. So my Al, what then does the Pasuk mean when it says Al Har Grizim and Al Har Evel? I mean, I hear you coming from the word Mul, but it also says Al. How are you going to answer that? So the Gemara says Al means Besamuch. The word Al could sometimes mean next to, but doesn't necessarily mean on. Kedetanyo, and there's a makar to this in a braisa. The pasuk says regarding the lechem apanim, "Nasato alam areches levoyno zaka." You put levoyno on the lechem apanim. Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi said you don't actually put on the lechem apanim. Al means besambach. You just put it next to. Ato ima al besambach ayem ela al mamish. Maybe it means literally, meaning where do you find anywhere that the word al should mean next to something? So Rabbi said kishu ayem when the pasuk says v'sakoisa al ha'oro, and it's referring to the paroiches. The paroiches, which was the curtain that separated the kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it says it was on the Aron. Was it on the Aron? Of course it wasn't. It wasn't on the Aron. It was next to the Aron, right? It was a curtain. So you see, from here, there's a concept that Al could be Besamach. Either way, there's two dots, which does not mean a new sugya. We're continuing along for one more Amid, discussing the events of Har Grizim and Har Evel, and this is really a little bit the punchline of the whole sugya, because now the Gemara is actually going to talk about the brachas and the klalos. So we're going to start it today, as Hashem, we'll finish it tomorrow. And just as a hakdama to the Gemara that we're about to learn, number one, it's not the easiest Gemara Masechta Sotah. It's not hard, but it's not the easiest Gemara. But I will say, it's hafachba v'hafachba dekulaba. And it's a tucked away Gemara in an inyan that's, I think, tucked away, the brachas and the klalos of Har Grizim. We know more about Maimed Har Sinai, for example, than we do about the brachas and the klolos of Har Grizim. But in the sugyas, hashas, and the world of Reid, and the world of Teresh Va'peh, and in the world of Yesoidis, this gemara that we're about to learn is mamish a critical gemara. There's a lot here. Bais Hashem, we'll talk about it a little bit in the Reid, but this is Tein L'chacham V'yech Gemara. So the Yidden come to Har Grizim and Har Evel. Yeshua ben Nun, Moshe Rabbeinu, wasn't Zoicha to be there. And they have to now fulfill this commandment that is talked a lot about in Sefer Dvarim. It's in Parshas Rei, it's in Parshas Kisavei, Barichos. What are they going to do? So six of the Shvatim are going to be on one mountain, according to Rebbe Samuch. Six of the Shvatim are going to be on the other mountain. And they're going to start reciting brachas and klalas. So what are these brachas and klalas? Torah mentions them. It's in Parshas Kisavei. And if you really count what the Torah mentions 12. But the Torah also only mentions orers. I'll just read them quickly. We'll talk a little bit more about them later. Orer ha-ish, the pasuk right before that. Va'anu alavim va'amru. El kol ish Yisrael kol rom. Orer ha-ish asher yasa pesel masecha toev es Hashem masi dechorosh v'sam basaser va'anu kolom va'amru amin. Orer makla ove v'imay va'amar kolom amin. Orer masik v'ureyeyu va'amar kolom amin. The last one is Orer ashele yokim es divri ha-teir ha-zois lasu yis oisam va'amar kolom amin. And if you count it, it's 12. Now, if you look a little more carefully, there are 11 protiyastiga orers, such as Orer ish ashniyasa pesel masech, that's a prat. Orer makla ove v'imay is a prat. Orer masik v'reyeyo is a prat. And then you have one chloli. Orer ashlo yokim es divrei atoira hazois lasi soisam v'omar kolom amen. So these are the orers. Now, the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, we're referring to the sugya as the brachis and the klolos of the Leviim. So where's the bracha part? It's not mentioned in the Torah. It's Torah Shabbat. We know that there weren't just klolos, or as a klola, but there were brachas as well. The brachas were the counterpart of the aras. So, arur ha'ish asher yasa pesel u'maseicha, baruch ha'ish asher lo yasa pesel u'maseicha. Arur makla ove ve'imoy, baruch asher lo yakla ove ve'imoy. So the baruch is the inverse of the aror, but that's where the brachas and the klolos were. One of the arors were aror asher lo yakum stivriyat teira azayis, which is an aror klol. It also has an inverse. All the klolos have baruchs, so it's baruch asher yakum stivriyat teira azayis. Those were the brachas and the klolos. So you see, there's a teresh ba'peh right out of the gate because we refer to the sugi as the brachas and the klolos, yet in the Torah, all you see is the klolos. The teretz is, there's really brachas and klolos. We're also about to see that there was a mandamer that held that when the Yidden went to Har Grizim and Har Eval, there weren't just brachas and klolos that were recited for these 11 in Yonim, but there were really brachas and klolos that were associated with all of the 613 mitzvahs. In fact, we're about to see that this, that you find, that there was 11 pratiyastiga baruchs and arrs, and one kloliyastiga baruch and arr, or ashleyakim is divriyat teira azayis, and baruch ashayakim is divriyat teira azayis, each one of the pratiyastiga arrs and baruchs also had a kloliyastiga arr and baruch. As if to say that the first aror, aror ish asher yase pesel maseicha, also has a baruch, baruch ha ish asher lo yase pesel maseicha, and together with this aror and baruch, we chazer over aror asher lo yakum is tevriyat teira azayis, and baruch asher yakum is tevriyat teira azayis. So each aror klali goes together with an aror prati, and each baruch klali, which is not even mentioned, goes together with the baruch prati, which is also not mentioned. Another thing we're going to see is that the brachas and the klolos, bein ba'ofen klali and bein ba'ofen prati, were not only part and parcel of this Kabbalah, whatever this was, this krisas bris of Har Grizim and Har Eval, but they're also part and parcel of the krisas bris of Har Sinai, and then of Arvas Mayav, which is mentioned at the beginning of Mishnah Torah, and any other krisas bris that might have gone down when the Yidden were in the Midbar. So again, we're dealing with Dvarim Ha'omdim Berumay Shalaylam. This is heavy Torah Shabbat Peh, because you read the Pesukim, you don't really see this, but it's also a sugya that's very, very important in understanding other sugyas. It's a gateway sugya, and just, you saw this, foundationally speaking, on that little bit of an introduction, hopefully it wasn't too confusing, we'll start the Gemara. Hach, hafchu pneim kapi hagrizim, upaschu bebracha v'chu, tanu rabbanan, baruch bechlau, baruch befrat. Arur bechlau, arur befrat. Rashi's mefarish, that one line, the way we just were makdim in the sugya. That for every arur befrat, which is mentioned, there was also a baruch befrat, and each baruch and arur of prat came along with an arur and a baruch of klau. There's a mention in the psukim of the arur of klau. Where is that arur ashel yakum stivriyat teira azayis? If that arur has a, if all the arurs have a baruch, fair to assume that one does too. It does, and the two klau, side the arur, side the baruch, come along with each one of the arurs and the baruchs of prat. Now, it's not 100% clear from Rashi whether every single time the arur of prat was mentioned and the baruch of prat was mentioned, they chazed over the aror of klal and the baruch of klal. So did they physically say it again? It's a little bit unclear. I saw it's a little bit of a discussion amongst the Mefarshei HaGemara. But for sure, the aror of klal and the baruch of klal, through some energy, connects itself to the aror of prat and the baruch of prat. Next. Lilmoidu lalamed lishmer v'lasa. We're not saying a havarabba now. What is this? So Rashi says that for each one of these arurs and baruchs, the Yidden were mekabel, a baruch, you'll be gebenched if you do the right thing. Rachmanu litzlan if you do the wrong thing. But what does it mean, do the right thing? I don't know, do the mitzvah. Whatever the mitzvah is, do it. If it's a loisa, say don't do it. No, I'm going to learn the mitzvah. I'm going to teach the mitzvah. Lishmar gaihitin the mitzvah. We'll see what that is. Velasois, and I'm gonna do the mitzvah. So each baruch and each Ara really have four components. There's the Lilmoid, there's the Lilamed, there's the Lishmar, and there's the Lasis. Now, if you do a little bit of math, the Gemara is about to do the math, but let's just do it by ourselves. So the math is, you have, for each one of these in Yonim, you have an Arur, you have a Baruch, you have an Arur Klali that associates with it, and you have a Baruch Klali that associates with it. So each Tzivoy really is four. The two Arurs and the two Baruchs, side the Prati and side the Klali. Now, each Tzivoy also is made up of Lilmoid, Lilamed, Lishmar, Velasoy. So here's the math. It's 4 times 4, which is 16. So that means there's 16, let's call it Krisos of Bris, that are associated with each mitzvah. So the Gemara does the math. Hare Arba. Lilmoid, Lilamed, Lishmar, Velasoy are 4. Arba, Ve'arba, Hare Shmoyna. You take 4 and you add 4, what you end up with is 8. Now, what's the 4 plus 4? So, the first Arba, Ayin Rashi, is Lumay Dulami Lishma Velasais. So, but we know that there's 4 that associate with each one. The 4 of the Lumoids plus the 4 of the Lalamids gives me 8. Now, once I have 8, I take Shmoina Vishmoina. I could add another 8 to that 8. What's the other 8? The Lishmar and the Lasois, which gives me a total of 16. Harei Sheshesre, and that's how you get with the number 16. If you look at the Marsha is mafakfik in the way Rashi did the math. Not the math. The math is easy. 4 plus 4 is 8, and 8 plus 8 is 8 is 16. He's not mafakfik in that. But the Marsha is mafakfik in what Rashi refers to Arba, and then what the Arba ve'Arba is, and what the Shmoyin and the Shmoyin is. It's a little faplanted. But the bottom line is Ayin Shal. The Chem B'Sinai. Zok the Gemara, that this Inyan that you find, that each mitzvah is really 4, which is 16, you find the same in by Sinai. Now, by Sinai, there's no mention of brachas and klolas. By Sinai, we definitely don't have these 11 in Yonim that are singled out. So for saying v'chein b'Sinai, what we mean is the Tariag mitzvahs. So there were Tariag mitzvahs that were given in Sinai. The Tariag mitzvahs come along with a bracha, it comes along with a klola, side by from prati, side by from klali, and on each mitzvah of the 613, there's a lilmaid and a lamed, there's a lishmaid and there's a lasos, which means that this same inyan of krisos bris of 16 to each one you find by seeing as well. V'chem b'arvus mayav, arvus mayav, will hoyo moisha beres atayra azois. There's another krisos bris, so that means there's another 16 over there. Shenem elo devar bris hashetiv Hashem es moisha v'goyim. Rashi says, skip the next line. Nimtzo. So if you do the math, what you have is memches brisos al kol mitzvah mitzvah. Every single mitzvah has 48 brisos. Why? Because in Hargrizim and Arevol you have 16, and then by Harsini you have another 16, and Arvus Moiv you have another 16. So every single mitzvah has 48 krisos bris. So how many bris in it with the Yidden Kairos? It's 613 times 48. L'chayr, that's what the math would be. Now, there's a lot of chedushim going on over here. I mean, the whole concept, I agree with my Reva, all we have is 11 orers, plus one orer klali. You have baruchs, you have baruch klalis, and you have the klalis for each one of the protis, and then you have lumay, the lami, lishma, velasis, but the biggest chiddush, which segues into the next part of the Gemara, is that at Hargrizim and Hareva, there was a krisos bris on all 613 mitzvahs. Where do you find that? All you find is the Arurs, or the Baruchs, but say the Klalus brought these. Where do you get 613 from? So we're saying now that there were literally 48 krisos bris on all Tariag mitzvahs, and we're counting Hargrizim and Hareva as 16 of the 48. So Zoysay Meres, there's a full-fledged krisos bris on everything that took place in Hargrizim and Hareva. Rav Shimon was chayilik. Shimrai Chai was Moitzi Hargizim Harayevo. He said, I'm masking to the whole Shtikal Torah. I just don't agree that there was a Krisis Bris on 613 mitzvahs when the Yidden went Hargizim and Harayevo. So he took out of the 48 Brises Hargizim and Harayevo, Umachnus Oyo Moit Shabbat Midbar. The beginning of Parshas Vayikra, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Oyo Moit, over there was another Krisis Bris, Nachamal Ibigachaz Tariag mitzvahs, and there were Krisis Bris for each mitzvah 16, and that's how I end up at the same number 48. So there's no machloikas if the number's 48. The machloikas is what the cheshbon of 48 is. Is it Har Sinai, Arvus Moyev, and Hargrizim and Harevel, or is it Har Sinai, the Oyel Moyed, and Arvus Moyev, excluding Hargrizim and Harevel? And the Gemara says, this machloikis is ubeplukta the Hanitanoi. Tanya will learn to the Bryce, Bishmol, and Bishmol, said, Chloe's number, Bissinai, Uprotis by Oyel Moyed. Meaning, Oyel Moyed was not a separate Krisis Bris, it was just the complement of Har Sinai. So that the klolos was said in Har Sinai, but the protis of the mitzvah was said in Oyel Moed. Rashi gives one mashal. Rashi says, kegoin, In Sinai, you got the mitzvah of bringing karbonis. You don't have all the protim. The whole say the gotcha, that's mentioned already in the oil moy. Rabbi Kiva says no. Kloloisu protis nemru besinai. Vinishnu ba'oyol ma'id, vinishtaushlu ba'arves ma'id. So Rav Shimon is going to be like Rabbi Akiva in the Pluk to the Hani Tanoi. He holds Har Grizim and Har Evel didn't have any Christmas bris on all 613 mitzvahs. The Tanakama, L'chura, who doesn't have oyol ma'id as being a separate Christmas bris. So where is his Hashlama 48? He must have had it at Har Grizim and Har Evel. So this machloikis, whether there was a Christmas bris on all Tanak mitzvah by Har Grizim and Har Evel, is really telling this machloikis between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Zokta Gemara, based on the math that we just did, ve'en l'cho kol dvar mitzvah, k'shech k'tuvah b'tayra, sh'loi nichrusu aleh, arbaam u'shmoyna brisas. Every single mitzvah in the Torah has 48 brisas. Markedisle, everyone does the math a little differently, but at the end of the day, everyone ends up at the same conclusion. There's no machloikis. The number is 48. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda ish kfar akoy omar mishum Reb Shimon. But Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, who came from Ak, he said, I have a Messiah from Reb Shimon, a little differently. He said, ein lecha mitzvah mitzvah shekhtuva b'tayra, shaloi nichrisu aleha, arbaim ushmoine brisois. Get ready for some math here. Shal sheish meyois elef, ushloishes alafim, v'chamish meyois v'chamish. Every single mitzvah had, you know how many krisos bris? 48 times 603,550. What's the cheshbon? The cheshbon is, and this is a very important gemara, because when the Yidden were mekabel bris that they're going to keep Torah mitzvahs, they weren't just mekabel that they themselves are going to keep Torah mitzvahs, but they were mekabel that all the Yidden are going to also keep Torah mitzvahs. They were mekabel what we know as arvas. Kol Yisrael Arevin Zalazer isn't just something that makes us feel good. It's a machayev, it's an achrayas, that a yid has a responsibility to make sure that the people around him are doing the right thing. But the point is that there's a mitzvah called that a person has an obligation to have achrayas, not just for his mitzvahs, for Yenu's mitzvahs as well. The chiddush of this sugi is that Arvos had a krisus bris as well. So when the yidu were kairis bris, bebrochu beklolo, that you're going to keep Torah mitzvahs, they didn't just make a kabbal that we ourselves will keep Torah mitzvahs, but they made a kabbal that every single yid is going to keep Torah mitzvahs. So there's a krisus bris, Reuven. He's mekabel bris, I'm going to keep Torah mitzvahs. How many brisen? 48. Mamash, he's writing a check for 48 brisen for every single mitzvah. But it's not just for every mitzvah, it's for Shimon's and for Levi's and for Yehuda's. So you take your number, you multiply it by 603,550, that's the minion of Klal Yisrael, and that's the amount of Krisus bris that the Yidden had. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Divrei Reb Shimon ben Yehuda ish kfar akisham mishum Reb Shimon. According to the Shtegel Torah, Nimtza, I would add to this math. I hold, it's even more than that. I think every single yid was mekabel 48 brises times 603,550 times 603,550. Why? Because the Yidden were not just mekabel arvos on Yenim's mitzvahs, but they were mekabel to be a ravim on the arvos of Yenim's mitzvahs. So Reuven was mekabel to do his mitzvahs. He was mekabel to be an orev on Shimon. Reuven knows that Shimon is an orev on Levi. So Reuven is also being mekabel to be an orev on the arvas. He's the arva the arva. He's an orev on the arvas of Shimon. So if you do the math, I mean, you need a calculator that can run a lot of digits. Maybe Yossi can help us. But you need a lot of digits for this. So the Gemara says, my beinayu, what's the nafkamina? Omer ha-mishashi, arva va-arva da arva ike beinayu. The nafkamina is, were the Yidden just mekabel arvas, or were they also mekabel arvas on the arvas? That is the nafkamina, and this is where we're going to conclude the sugya. So clearly, there's dvar ma'omdim berumay shel oilam going on here in this gemara. Like we said, a lot of yisoidis come from here. Number one, the sugya of arvas. So this is the makar to the sugya of arvas. So we're familiar with the inyan of kol yisrael ma'arevim zalazeh. This is where it comes from. I'll tell you better. If you do the shitas harosh, the rosh says in masechtas brachos that noshim don't have arvas. Now, the emes is big machloikis, Rabbi Kiva Egan, the Noid of Yehuda, what the Rosh meant when he said that there's no arvas ben noshim. Noid Yehuda, Dagon Mervava, took the Rosh at face value and said, the Rosh said there's no Arvis Benoshim, they're excluded from the Sugi of Arvis. Kveikis says that that's not what the Rosh meant. Hadvarim Atikin. But if there's no Arvis Benoshim, what would be the Makar? What would be the Makar that should be no, there should be no Arvis Benoshim? The Makar is a Toisvus. Toisvus in Masechtas Kedushin of Ayin says that from this Gemara you see that Geirim don't have Arvis. Why not? He says because the Gemara made a Cheshbin of how much Brisois, how many Brisois, the Yidden were Makabel. It was 48 times 603,550, maybe even times another 603,550. But the point is, we went into it in very granular detail. This number of 603,550 excludes the Erev Rav. And if it excludes the Erev Rav, says Tosfos, that means not everyone is included in the Arvos. And if not everyone's included in the Arvos, Tosfos says the Gerim are not included in the Arvos. Now, if we're going to go like Tosfos is saying, and Mamish say that whoever's not part of this number is not included in the Arvos, Zok Tenoy de Yehuda, that's where the Rosh came from. Because Noshim we know are not included in this number, these are men. And if Noshim are not included in this number, they're not included in the Arvos. That's a chiddush, right? Zochtenoy de Yehuda in Slach, and this is the Masechtas Brachos Daf Vav, since Lafid this Rosh, and it's Pashut, this is the Makar to this Rosh, it comes from Yenatosis and Kedushim, the Sugin, and Soit, the Daf Lamed Zayin, and Mabez, it's going to come out even a bigger Chiddush. It's going to come out that the Kohanim and the Levian, who are also not included in this number, are also going to be excluded from Arvis. This is major Chiddushim, but again, just to give you an idea of us, Tutzachton, that Sugya, this is all coming from this Gemara, because you see, the Arvis is related to like a very, very specific number, which would imply then all, because otherwise the math is completely off. So if we're coming up with a real fleshing number of how many Krisos Bris the Yidden took upon themselves, that it sounds like anyone that's not part of this 600,000 is going to be excluded from Arvis. Again, one of the Yesoidis that come out of this Gemara. But just to mention a few more Ha'aras. So we said that for every single mitzvah, the Yidden made four Kabbalas. Each one was Arba. Lumoid ulalamid, lishmar velasas. Lumoid means to learn. Ulalamid means to teach. Lasas means to do. What does lishmar mean? What does the word Lishma mean? What does this even mean? Now, this is a big deal because this is one of the four Nekudas here, one of the Arba Avos of every mitzvah. So you have a Lumoid, right? A Yid has to know what he was Makabel, whether we were there, weren't there, Shvuas Har Sinai, Yizei Sasha Yeshnoi, Yizei Sasha Reinenu. So what were we Makabel? We Makabel Lumoid, Lalamid, Lasois. What does Lishma mean? So the Marsha, right here on this Gemara, says that, I think, if you ask the man on the street, what does Lishmar mean? He would shout to a Gemara that everybody knows. The Gemara says the word Hishamer is a Lashon of Loisasei. Right? What's usually the difference between Ushmartem versus Vaasisem? Asisem is always positive. It's mitzvah sasei. Ushmartem is always Loisasei. Hishamer is a Lashon of Loisasei. So Zohar is the Yom HaShabbos Lakatshoi, the mitzvah sasei of Shabbos. And Shomer is the Yom HaShabbos Lakatshoi, or the mitzvah Loisasei of Shabbos. Right? That's traditionally, that's always the Pashup Shat. But the Marsha says in this Gemara it doesn't work. Because in this Gemara, every mitzvah already has the Yase and the Loisa Yase angabakt in it. Or Rasha Lo Yase and Baruch Hashem Yase. So you already have Mineu Be, the Loisa Yase and the Yase. And every Yase and Loisa Yase has it. So then what's the Lishmar and the Lasas? So the Marsha is Sosum. But the Marsha says that maybe Pshat is based on a Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. This is the Gemara he quotes that says as follows: Ashe Tishmerun Zu Mishnah, Lasois Zu Maisa. A Lashon HaGemara. Tishmerun is Mishnah, Lasois is Maisa. So it says the Marsha, Tishmerun, Lishmar means Mishnah. For every single mitzvah, the Yidu are Makabel Mishnah. So what does that mean? The Einze Bechlal Lumoid Dekamar Hocha. It doesn't mean what you would think it means. I don't know, learn the Mishnayos, because that's Lumoid. What then does it mean? There's an Indian that a person can learn and forget what he learned. That's what Lishma means. A Marsha. That the Kabbalah was Lishma. Tehitin. What tehit? Not the mitzvah. The Lumoid, the learning. That a person should not forget his learning. It's an unbelievable thing. The Beskerov in Sefer, Al HaTorah, Chedushei Maron, Rizalevi, and this is in Parshas Devarim. The pasuk says, "V'hoyu advarim ha'ela asher anoichi mitzavcha yoyim alavavecha." And the Beskerov says, "Nira dezeu tzivu al schiras atayra." That's how he starts the shtickle. "V'hoyu advarim ha'ela asher anoichi mitzavcha yoyim alavavecha." It always has to be alavavecha. Often it's something that you should always remember. "Ukeinin shenema pen yisurim bilvavecha kol yumecha yecha." The Chazal said from that pasuk, you learn that if someone shekech. So you see that Alav Avecha means you have to remember it. And that's what this pasuk Vayu Advar Me'ila Asher Noichim Mitzav Chayim Alav Avecha means. So Beskerov is Meirich in the Sinyan. Incidentally, he brings from Reb Chaim Volozhin that we have a Masoira in the Litvisha world that this, that Chazal were maflik in how bad it is if somebody forgets one word of learning, that's all before Teresh Shabbat Peh started being written. So when Teresh Shabbat Peh was not allowed to be written, so people had Teresh Shabbat Peh, it had to be Alav Avecha because it could not have been written. But now that you can access Svarim, and now that Teresh Shabbat Peh can be written, it's a tremendous limud zchus. Now already all those in Yonim that you find regarding forgetting, Gavar Echami Mishnasai, he brings it for Reb Chaim Volozhin. Brings it from the Zayda, Hagrach Mivalosh, but Al Kopanim, Azoy Shnei and Briskerav. So then the Briskerav brings our Sugya. And he says, you see, there was a Krisis Bris on Lilmoid, Lalamid, Lishmer, Velasais, and Lishmer, Emiyodea Mahi. And he brings the Marsha, and he says, he's Marchavid, Kedarke, Bakoidish, Ulutvid, Varenu, Yeshloimer, the Hadbris, Shal Lishmer, Koi, Al Shmiras, Atairish, Abapet. Shnoi tishkach meitonu shezoisya nekras mishno kamoi shehivanu lemalo v'alzehu shenichrasa bris miyuchado al choyvazu shal shmiras hakabola shetiskaya meitzleinu shehu tzivoy miyuchid ve'enoi nichlo b'chal nilmoidu lelamed shehu al etzem limerateir bein shebiksa bein shebalpeh aval al teir shebalpeh ikut tzivoy miyuchid lishmer hakabola ulemoisro ledoiris v'zeu lishmer shenichrasa lea bris misuyim u'kamoi shenizbar lemayla mamish b'lishoyne yazal. But Al Kopanim, there was a special bris on Lishmar, and Lishmar means to be from the Maestri HaTorah. Again, the Rav was makdim that Bismanenu, it's not as sharp as it once was, but this is one of the bris, and it's a big part of the Cheshbainas and all the math. But the bottom line is that's just a little bit of a taich of what Lishmar was. It's the second aura. Third aura is, I saw this in the Sefer Alei Be'er, and he brings it from Rab Asher David Meishlita. That is, Behekdim. Everyone knows the halach in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskins, Noshim Mevarcha is Birchas HaTorah. That women have an obligation to say Birchas HaTorah. And emes is a very, very shvera halach. Why is it a shvera halach? It's Noshim HaPater from the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So if the Pater from the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so why is it that Noshim have a mitzvah to make Birchas HaTorah? So the familiar Mahalchemar, the Goyin says in Bir Agra, that the Mechaber is going with the shita that holds that women make a bracha on a mitzvah saseh shas mangaram, meaning just because you're potter from doing a mitzvah doesn't necessarily mean that if you do the mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. So noshim apotter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah doesn't exclude them from being able to make birchas HaTorah, and therefore, just like a woman can make a leisha basukkah if she sits in a sukkah, noshim mevarchim birchas HaTorah. In Brisk, they say over for Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim said the Brichas HaTorah is not a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's a bracha on the Heftz of Torah. Noshim don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but the Heftz in the Torah is the Heftz in the Torah, even klapi Noshim. And if we can make a bracha on the Heftz of the Torah, why can't Noshim make a bracha on the Heftz of the Torah? But Reb Shach in Avi Ezri, and this is the first Avi Ezri in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perak Aleph Alach Aleph in the Rambam, he says a dover nifla. Chiddush Otzon, but Kedarke Bakoidish. Pshach said that this that women are potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah means that Noshim are potter from the mitzvah of Limadatim Moisim as Benechem, Vishinantim Levanecho, Layomash Sefer HaTorah Zemi Picha Vigisva Yom Vilayla. All the mitzvahs that talk by even Chloe, that a Yid has a mitzvah to learn Torah, all those mitzvahs. Women are excluded from all those mitzvahs. But said Rav Shach, women have a chiyuv to be mekayim certain mitzvahs. And the only way they can be mekayim those mitzvahs is if they know the halachas of those mitzvahs. Included in the chiyuv to do a mitzvah is a chiyuv to learn the halachas of those mitzvahs. But here's the punchline. Rav Shach said that not only is included in the chiyuv to do a mitzvah, chiyuv to know the halacha, but lichten dem achidish noisif, and that is that there's actually a mitzvah's Talmud Torah to learn the halachas of those mitzvahs. In other words, there is a mitzvah klali of Talmud Torah, but there's also a mitzvah prati of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah klali, those are all the psukim that say that he has to learn Torah. The mitzvah prati state in the etzem mitzvah. It says, ukshartem, that you're supposed to put on tefillin. In the mitzvah of putting on tefillin, the Torah is telling you, learn the halachas of tefillin, and that when you learn the halachas of tefillin, you'll be mekayim a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Not the mitzvah klali, but a mitzvah that's a se'if in the mitzvah prati of hanachas tefillin. Now, just to be clear and to bring out the point, if you do in Kaisle Beis Medrash, the Beis Halevi and Chelek Aleph Simen Vav, where the Beis Halevi was medayik that the mitzvah of Hakel, the Gemara says, Anoshim went Lilmoid and Noshim went Lishmoya. So, Beis Halevi said, I understand. If men are going to learn, meaning you're hearing the mitzvahs, you're going to learn, so then women also should go to hear the mitzvahs to learn. Meaning they're both going to hear, they're both going to learn. So why by the men does it say Lilmoid and by the women does it say Lishmoy? So the Beis Halevi said, because there's a fundamental difference between the chiyuv of Talmud Torah that a man has and the chiyuv, quote-unquote, Talmud Torah that a woman has. A man has a chiyuv to learn Torah. Leman, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. A woman doesn't have a mitzvah to learn Torah. A woman has a mitzvah lishmaya. She has a mitzvah to know the halachas that she needs to know in order to fulfill the Torah mitzvahs. Right? We've spoken out many times over the years, the Rogatchev is chiddish, that the Rogatchev said that even though a katan is potter from mitzvahs, but there's one mitzvah that a katan has. He has a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He says it has to be. Because the minute he turns 13, now he has a chiyuv to keep 613 mitzvahs. Shouldn't it be like a training period? Shouldn't it be like a little tkufa? Okay, now you're going to go to yeshiva, you're going to learn for 5 years, and then afterwards you're going to know what you're supposed to do. Now you'll have a chiyuv to learn Torah. Says the Rogatchev, it has to be, right? You can't start a job unless you know what you're supposed to do. So how are you supposed to be chayv in Torah mitzvahs if you don't know the basic halachas of what you're supposed to know? So the Rogatchev was mechiyuv from here. Vayis Leisakot does have a chiyuv. He has a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So the Beis Halevi said ke'enze, that a woman, avada, has to know the Torah in order for her to be able to fulfill the mitzvah that she's going to fulfill. Oh, but the Beis Halevi said there's a fundamental difference between the man and the woman. The man needs to know the halachas, to know the halachas, but when he knows those halachas, and when he sits down and he learns Hilchas Krishma, to know how to say Krishma, he's mekayim a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because for him, studying this manual is actually the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But for a woman, all it is a hechatimtza for her to be able to know what she's supposed to do. So Anoshim came Lilmoid because they're being Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but Anoshim only came Lishmaya because the Isha is actually not being Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Reb Shach is not saying that. How do I know? Reb Shach says that. He brings the Beis Halevi. Ichmeinish the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi said that women don't have any mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They're potel legamri from Talmud Torah. What they have is a mitzvah lishmaya, but that's not Talmud Torah. Lehedyana. And noshim bo lumoy noshim bo lishmaya. Rav Shach is saying something else. Rav Shach is saying a woman does have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? And if she has a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, then in what way is she different than a man? Teretz says the man has a mitzvah kloli of Talmud Torah, an isha only has a mitzvah prati of Talmud Torah. Valik din yed a mitzvah, not only lishmaya, but more like the Rogatchev said, a chi of a mitzvah is Talmud Torah. There's a kiyum of Talmud Torah. Lik din dem a lilmoy. In every single mitzvah, there's a lilmoy. There's a lilmoy. You have a chi of to go ahead. Shach said, I have a riot to this. I have a riot. It's a tremendous chiddush, right? It's a massive chiddush. But Rav Shach said, I have a raya. My raya is because the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that a goy that learns Torah, he's kekoyin gadol hanichnas lifnai v'lifnim. Now Tosfos says, a goy that learns Torah is kekoyin gadol hanichnas lifnai v'lifnim. Everyone knows a goy that learns Torah is chayv misa. You mentioned it earlier in the daf. So how could you say that a goy that learns Torah is kekoyin gadol hanichnas lifnai v'lifnim? Says Tosfos, Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, you have to say that it means the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. The Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach being that they have to know the halachas, so the Memelas can come God on Nichnas of Naib and Lifnim. Said Reb Shach, this that you find that a person, a guy, even can learn Torah, he can be can come God on Nichnas of Naib and Lifnim. It has to be because when he's learning the halachas of his mitzvahs, he's being Mekayim Episat Talmud Torah. Because if all it is just a lishmaya, it's like a hechatimtza to know the halachas, so how do you become kikon gadol anichnas lefnai v'lefnim? So Reb Shach said from the goy, fashteich, that must be that the frey also, when she learns Torah, it's a mitzvah, it's a kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Reb Shach said better. He said that Tosfos also on Avodah Zarah, not the same Tosfos. The next Tosfos makes a diyuk that the Gemara says Nachri she'asik b'Torah is k'kohen gadol anichnas lefnai v'lifnei. Says Tosfos, we know that the Mishnah says in the end of Masechtas Horeis that Talmud Chacham Mamzer is koydim le'kohen gadol amaretz, which means that Yid that learns Torah is not like a Kohen Gadol. He's actually more than a Kohen Gadol. So it's cash. That here you find the guy that learns Torah is Kid Kohen Gadol. And here you find that Talmud Chacham Mamzer is Koidim the Kohen Gadol Amaretz. Says place you have to say, like cash. It can be Yisrael, it can be the Kechavim. He says, when a guy learns Torah, he's Kid Kohen Gadol Anichnas Lefnai V'Lifnim. When a Yid learns Torah, he's more. What's the difference? Zok Rav Shach, this is the Chilek. When a guy learns Torah, he's Mekayim in Mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's why he's like the Kohen Gadol Anichnas Lefnai V'Lifnim. His mom, she's like Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who was nichnas of Naiv Lefnim, Pamachas, Nichnasti, right? This is that Mara, that visual, that's the Oivik Echavim, that's Isaac Batera. But the reason he's only Kid Kohen Gadol is because the only thing that he has is he has that protiestig mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Masha Enkein, the Yisrael, when he learns Torah, he has two kiyumim of Talmud Torah. Side the proti and side the klali. And that's why he's not Kid Kohen Gadol, but he's even more than Kohen Gadol. This is Toichen Dvarv Shor Rabshach, right in the beginning of Hilchas Talmud Torah. Zokar Basha David, the Rabshach wasn't a tzai in the Gemara, but it's Pashat L'chayra that this Gemara here in Soita Daflamid Zayin is the Makar to what Rabshach is saying. Because you see from this Gemara right here that in every single mitzvah, every mitzvah that the Yidden were makabel, they were makabel four things. They were makabel lilmoid, lilamed, lishmer, velasois. Lilmoid sounds like there was a psalm mitzvah of limudat Torah, though. Lishmer means not to forget the learning. This is a whole sugya, it's a whole Talmud Torah component to every single mitzvah. So you see that every single mitzvah has a lilmoid component. This is mamish Rav Shach's Yisoy, that in every mitzvah, liktat Talmud Torah. And that's the lilmoid, l'chura, this would be a nifledig in Makar Rav Shach. In the Ali Ber, he brings another Maramachin. The Rabbi Shadav and May was mitzayin to this Gemara of Lumoy Dolami Lishma Velasois. Along with this, that's the Egle Tal in the Hakdama. So the Egle Tal in the Hakdama is Dvar Matikin. But Hafachba Vafachba the Kulaba. And there's one short paragraph there that can very easily be overlooked. The Avinezer said as follows: Ubacharti Lahatfis Tchila Behilcha Shabbos. The first Sefer I'm writing is on Hilcha Shabbos. Yan, Shnebeshasoit the Daflamet Zayin Amad Aleph, Shakol Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Nichrisu Aleh, Arba Brisois. Every single mitzvah has four Brisois. Lilmoid Ulalamed, Lishmar Velasois. Umavur, Shalilmoid Ulalamed, Humichelkea Mitzvah. You see from here that Lilmoid Ulalamed is part and parcel of the mitzvah. Umuvon. And if that's the case, Sned Aminezer, it makes sense. Shekeshem Sheshmira Shabbos Shokul Kakola Mitzvahs. Just like Shmira Shabbos and Shokul Kakola Mitzvahs, Kane Lilmoid Ulalamed, Behilcha Shabbos Shokul Kilumoid Ulalamed Bechola Mitzvahs. Because the Lilmoid Ulalamed of Hilcha Shabbos is a prach in Shabbos. It's an oifen kiyum of Shabbos. And if that's the case, just like you find shokul keneged kol ha-mitzvahs when it comes to being mekayim Shabbos, you have shokul keneged kol ha-mitzvahs when it comes to learning the halachas of Shabbos, being melamed the halachas of Shabbos, and said, the Avnei Nezer, I made a cheshbon. I looked at all the different mesechtes. I was trying to figure out which mesechta should I start with. So I said, poshet, I'm going to start with Shabbos. I'm going to write the Egle Tal. And the Egle Tal is going to be mamish one of the svarim. This is Nevuah Shehutzruch HaLadayrus, the Egle Tal. And every single sifkotin in Hilcha Shabbos is shokul keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. So Abnei said, I was a Pashta Cheshman. That's why I sat down. And the first Seif I wrote was on Hilcha Shabbos. Because you're going to get the Shokul connected to Kol HaMitzvahs. But this is with this Oymik, that the Egle Tal's understanding that there's a Sif in every single mitzvah of Lilmoid Ulalamit. And it's a Chelik of that mitzvah. So Tzei Dinam in Talmud Torah. This the mitzvah Klali of Talmud Torah. Not Shema Pata from that. But then there's the mitzvah Prati of Talmud Torah. That every single mitzvah has the mitzvah Prati. Forgot to speak out the punchline. Zok Rav Shach. That's why Not Shema Mevarchus Berchus HaTorah, right? That was the punchline. Why are women making Birchas HaTorah? I got potter from Talmud Torah. Since Zok Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, the potter from Talmud Torah is the Pshat. The potter from the Mitzvah Klali. Oh, but the Lilmoy that they were Makabel, the bris that they have. Now, one interesting Ha'or I think needs to be mentioned, and that is with the Freya, were they Makabel all these different brisos? So we mentioned that it could be Noshim don't have Arvis. The Rosh. The Rebbe Yehuda understood the Rosh Kipshutai. And according to Rebbe Yehuda, they're excluded from Arvus. Why are they excluded from Arvus? Because they're excluded from all these brises. Which would maybe mean that Noshim are excluded from all these brises as well. It's not Muchach, but it would maybe mean that. Another thing that is worth mentioning is that Rav Shach brought a Raya from Oivdei Kechavim. Right? His Raya was from Nachri, that's Oisik B'Torah, he's Kikoin Gadol. And Reb Shach's whole makar was from the Nachri. And Reb Ashi David Meir is telling to our sugya to Reb Shach. Our sugya is discussing the Krisas Bris. Nachrim didn't have Krisas Bris, but the Teretz is Pashat. The Teretz is that there's two dinim in our sugya. There's that the mitzvah represents Lumay Dulalami Lishma Velasis, and then there's the Krisas Bris on the Lumay Dulalami Lishma Velasis. This that Akamar excluded, that's from the Krisas Bris of the Lumay Dulalami Lishma Velasis. Oh, but this Gemara is a gilui on what a mitzvah is. A mitzvah is Lumay, it's Lalami Lishma Velasis, Loishna Anoshim, Loishna Anoshim, Loishna Akum. If you have a mitzvah, included in your mitzvah is Lumay, Lami Lishma Velasis. The Lumay is not just the Shmoya, said Reb Shach, but the Lumay is mamish, it's a fleshig mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I think one other thing that maybe it's kedai to mention is that we always talk about when Neshama Parim Sefaseinu. So if someone's Oysid B'Torah, so Oyla, it's like he brought an Oyla, Chatas, brought a Chatas, the last Amid of Mesechtes Menachas, right? What about other mitzvahs? Dvarim Atikin, a big shayla in Dachroinim, whether you have this inyan of Unisham Parim Sifaseinu. So recently we set over for Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim, we laid to a Knech that maybe is Emes, that Nefesh HaChaim says in Shaar Dalet Perek Lamed, he talks about the Kedusha that a mitzvah has versus the Kedusha that Torah has. Kiner mitzvah the Torah are. He says, V'loyoyt, elo shigam oysa ha-Kedusha, v'chiyusan v'oyren shal ha-mitzvahs, she-mekachin u-mechaim v'odem ha-mekaimon. Where does a mitzvah get its oyr from? Where does it get its Kedusha from? Where does it get its hashpah from? Hu nilkach v'nishpa rak mi-Kedushasa v'oyren shal ha-Torah ha-Kedusha. Ki ha-mitzvah lesla mi-garma shum chiyas u-Kedusha v'oyr klav. Rak mitzad kedushas oisias atoyro haksuva is beinyan oisah mitzvah. It comes from the kedushas oisias that are the kedusha of an asiyas mitzvah comes because this asiyah has a shaychis to the oisias of that mitzvah, and the oisias because their Torah have mitzvah, have kedusha, and that's where it gets its kedusha from. So we said that maybe this is a little bit of a knetch of why if a person learns the halachas of a mitzvah, it's as if he did a mitzvah. Because where the whole oil and the whole kedusha, the whole hashbah, the mitzvah gufa comes from there. So, mali if I do it, mali if I learn it. Nah, I'm a kenzach dingin. But again, we're not making up the yisoid state shine. So you can understand a little bit the yisoid that maybe if a person studies it, unisham uparim sefaseinu, you could tap into that art. But I think this sugi is another beautiful knetch in understanding the Indian of unisham uparim sefaseinu. Because when the Eibishter gave the mitzvah to put on tefillin, in the mitzvah there were four seifim. Learn hilchas tefillin, teach hilchas tefillin, Vagesnish Hilchas Tefillin, and then put on Tefillin. It's one quadrant of the equation. But really, in the mitzvah, licked Lilmoid. And Lilmoid, like we're saying for Reb Shach, isn't just know it as a Hechatimtzer to do it. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Noshim of Archas Birchas HaTorah, because of this Indian. That means Nichlal in the mitzvah is Lilmoid. So when a person learns Hilchas Tefillin, I've always been Mekayim mitzvah. So what's the Shaila? Well, I'm not sure what the other tzad is. Of course he's been Mekayim then. He's being Mekayim at Ba'ithan Lilmoy, not Ba'ithan Asiyah. But you're being Mekayim, a Sif, in the mitzvah of Tefillin. So it is very, very moving, this inyan, that a person could be Mekayim a mitzvah by learning that. Now, you're Mekayim at B'Shleimus? No one said you're Mekayim at B'Shleimus. But Epes HaKiyam Zichah you have. It's Pashat Asiyah. I don't even know what the Shaila is. In fact, 3/4 of every Kiyam a mitzvah, I don't even know if you could be Mekayim by doing the mitzvah. You have to learn it. It's true. You have to do the mitzvah to be Mekayim the mitzvah. And by the way, you have to be Lomay Lulamid Lishmar also in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah. Yagud Alevreya, the four together. That's how a person is Mekayim the mitzvah B'Shleimus. But there should be Azah Inyan, Azah Patent, that just because a person is not doing the mitzvah means that for sure he can't be Mekayim the mitzvah. Soita daf lamed zayin, another one of the yisoidis, l'chayra, that come away from our Gemara.